This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
After that lengthy, comprehensive Cavalier discussion, the struggles on the West Coast trip, I'm getting more texts about you playing cow instead of horse.
Yeah.
Or pig.
We always played pig.
Yeah. What's that? That was our go-to.
Yeah.
That was
why
the word,
cow?
That was the word I can say on the radio.
Hey, man, a pig, that's that high blood pressure. We got to stick to the cow, you know what I'm saying? None of that swine. Even though I do eat pork.
It's good.
Pork chops are great.
Did you, Garrett, by the way, with Garrett Bush today, Lima, Mitch is back. We're going to have a whole segment later in the show. Mitch was at March Madness yesterday in Cleveland at the NCAA tournament, a weird tournament to where there were finally some great moments down the stretch. Finally got a buzzer beater yesterday. That was awesome. No Cinderellas. No Cinderellas whatsoever. He did have McNeese State. That was about it. I had another conversation about that I wanted to get.
Yeah, we got to get to that.
I finally felt comfortable talking to you about. Owen is in. He was watching wrestling all weekend long, too. I promise we'll get to that in Lima Likes. But I did see a rumor yesterday. And look, Brandon Ayuk has been on the trade block. Now, basically, they signed the contract. I felt like they might trade him before he signed the contract. Then he signed the contract. Then it was off to the races again. Then he tore his ACL last year. It was kind of a season from hell for him. You know, oftentimes, Kyle Shanahan, he will run guys into the ground. And then it's like, yeah, does anybody else want him now? Like, you've outlived your purpose here.
Yeah, Debo Samuel playing fullback.
Yeah, Debo, another one. I mean, they will do everything they can to extract every last ounce of football out of you. And then they make him available. And I think it's pretty telling that nobody is bit. I mean, there were rumors that, well, third round pick, which, as they typically say, the way these things work, if they're asking for a third, they take a fourth.
Right.
And nobody wants him. Now, he has a contract, too.
120-some million-dollar deal. Mm-hmm. 31 million. I don't know, man. Coming off of ACL, that sounds like Odell Beckham to me.
But they said the cap hit's only 6.15 this year, and we don't care about actual numbers anymore. We only care about cap hit.
And we don't care about stuff in the future.
No.
Because the cap goes up.
All the time.
So
that's why it's a myth, Anthony.
I think it's pretty telling that they have made it known to everybody. Who wants him? Come and get him.
You think he's
Nobody's
washed?
Nobody's wanted him.
Is he washed?
I am... I'm trying to think how I put it. With some buddies I was texting with yesterday, and I was like, we're really going after him? we're really going after this dude after these injuries. That wasn't just a simple ACL last year. I think he had meniscus. I think he had other stuff going on. So the names, Jerry Jeudy, after his huge, huge bounce back year. Jerry Jeudy, Brandon Ayuk, maybe Njoku responds. I don't think this makes a ton of sense for the Browns. I think this is one of those in name only situations that people salivate over. They start, hey, I've heard of him. Hey, I've seen him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I've seen him in big playoff games. And he's, what, 26, 27? Like, so, Garrett, I think you could tell by the tone of my voice. I don't love this. I also wonder if it matters until they get a quarterback.
Yeah, I don't love it for the fact that he tore his ACL, I think, week 7. Mm-hmm. His PFF grade was like 70-something, which is 77, I think, was the lowest of his career. And he just got the deal. So now he's probably not going to be ready to go at the start of camp. And for me, I don't want no parts of what they did last year. I need everybody ready to go. Jed Wills, Conklin, DeJuan Jones. Listen, Njoku, if you guys are playing for the Cleveland Browns, get ready to offseason program a little bit different, dog. Ain't none of that just, well, we just got to get our guys to week 1 and figure out. No, we don't need to be figuring it out. I need my guys ready. And Brandon Ayuk is not going to be ready. And I don't even know. He was never super explosive to begin with. Like, he wasn't like, oh, my gosh, Brandon Ayuk's out here. Yeah, I mean, he runs his dig routes and he deep comebacks. And, okay, catches the football pretty good. But, nah, man, I'm cool on that. I'm straight. Nah, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I know that because the one thing you try to look for traits, Andrew Berry's been here long enough now, where you try to see what are they good at, what are they bad at. And it's tough. The conversation's always tough because they have 3 years of no first round picks. Mm-hmm. So those are players we could have graded, evaluated, and checked them against the rest of the NFL. Instead, we're dealing with all players in rounds after that, where the hit rate goes down exponentially no matter who you are, no matter if you're Ozzie Newsome.
Yeah.
It is prime of picking players.
And then you got Greg Newsome and Jed Wills, and that's Minimoski. That just seems like that's middle of the road. We had a dude talk about business decisions last year and was more known for his memes of not blocking nobody off the line of scrimmage. And you got Greg Newsome. I think how many picks he's got? He's been, 5 years? He has one interception. One or two. I mean, he had a big win against Baltimore, but, you know, sometimes still has these, you know, these brain farts where he leaves guys open in the secondary and it's always some safety and him and Denzel Ward looking at each other. It's just like, yeah, the first round picks leave a lot to be desired. And at least you can look at Andrew Berry and say, well, his trades ain't that bad, though. We fleeced him for Amari Cooper and then got him up out of town.
Incredible.
And got, like, he's good at that.
Doubled up on it. Not only was the Amari Cooper move great, the fact that they got rid of him to a desperate team that ended up there was no chemistry, then he was banged up, didn't work out at all for the Buffalo Bills.
Still on the market.
Yeah.
Right. Like
right. Right.
So it's like he does a good job of getting trades done and moving on guys when he is supposed to. So for me, it gives you more of a, I guess it puts a battery in your back if, as being the self-proclaimed Duke of Knee-Jerk to be like, well, maybe he knows something I don't. Maybe we could get Brandon Ayuk. And we've been looking for two receivers forever, right? Like we've been trying to get this Cincinnati Bengals thing going. And it just doesn't seem to work. You just don't do receivers well.
Now, I don't know what to do with the Elijah Moore situation. Because it was a weird trade because you're technically just trading down. You're staying in the round, whatever. But Elijah Moore has really just been, for the most part, ineffective since he was abroad. And again, he's on the market, right? He's a free agent.
You know what?
I haven't even seen rumors about Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore, listen, that was fool's gold. I was sold on Elijah Moore. I was actually sold on his athleticism, and it never happened. Like, they just – remember one year they just started running reverses with him, and we quickly realized that that wasn't his game? Like, he's getting caught from behind.
I was always wondering, was that just a total – sometimes, look, there are misevaluations. Was that a total misevaluation from the get-go? Did they think he was someone else?
I thought – I'm like, did you think he was Travis Benjamin? It was like, listen, get that Travis Benjamin out here, and we're going to run reverses and do some things. He's one of a Percy Harvin type. And it was like, no, it was evident from the beginning that he was not a very quick or athletic guy in open space. And it was just like, okay, we got this smallish receiver, and we're going to have him run short digs and short slants. That's it.
Yeah, I think what always boils down to is there's so many really good wide receivers that are in the draft every year now. I feel like for five straight years, there have been so many guys that you could take and have a pretty good hit rate of. And unfortunately, they just have fallen short of that. People have asked me, am I giving up on Tillman? I'm not giving up on him. I saw some good things. I definitely saw some good things out of him. But, you know, I don't think he's ever going to be a game breaker.
No.
Game changing type of wide receiver talent.
I mean, I saw some nice stuff from him. Then he just abruptly missed seven games. Like, was gone. Like, I'm like, I think he was in a concussion protocol. And I'm like, wow, like that's a long time.
Just when you thought he was finally, they were finally showing some signs. Because, I mean, him and Deshaun, there was nothing. There was zero chemistry. There was very little chemistry with Deshaun and anybody. Mm-mm. So you were hoping that, you know, new quarterback, any combination of quarterbacks could help out. It's the thing that I know Browns fans, it's not just Browns fans. It's everybody around the NFL. They sink their teeth into names. And Ayuk has been a name now for a while. In the NFL, they've had him up in trade talks forever. Now, should that stop them? And Jerry Jeudy was in trade talks for a year and a half. And finally, the Browns go and get him, and then it's instant production. Like, everything changed, especially when Jameis came in last year.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on.
Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.